Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to NatchView, the first mini episode of 2022. Welcome and thank you for listening. I am so excited about this episode because I told y'all that I was going to start interviewing honeys for the minis. And I had one honey in mind at the very beginning, at the very top of my brain. I said, the first honey that I'm going to interview, I know who it's going to be. Because I've gotten to know a lot of y'all over the years through various channels. And this honey in particular, she's a honey, but that's one of her many hats. She's a mama, a boss, a queen, a hottie, a world traveler, and a beauty brand founder. So she's got so much to talk about with us. Please welcome the stunning honey, looking fresh today on the Zoom, coming at us from Houston, right? You're in Houston?
Amen. Yes, I am.
That's right. Coming at us from Houston, Texas, Camille Barreto. Welcome, Camille, to Natribute.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
It's so lovely to speak with you. I've spoken with you on Zooms for a long time throughout the Patreon days and all kinds of stuff. You even came to LA. You were here for meetings and you came to my backyard party.
Which was a hoot. That was so much fun.
It was so silly, but we had a good time. Camille, you're just a fascinating woman. I've gotten to know you in your life, and obviously this is going to be a very long question, but do your best to sort of give us your career trajectory, because you have worn many hats, you've traveled the world, and now a beauty founder. So tell us how you got to where you're at.
Yeah, I guess listening to that, it does make me sound like a hodgepodge of things. But it all makes sense when you go through it chronologically. I'm in my mid-40s, just to give people context of the number of years we're talking about here. And out of college, I went straight into the tech industry. Mm-hmm. It's where one of my parents was in that industry. And I went into business development, loved the industry. And after a couple of years, switched to a startup, which was a successful company, which was fantastic and had a lot of really smart people running it. And we were going through fundraising rounds. And I quickly realized that I was completely fascinated by everything that was happening. And I didn't understand a fucking thing.
Yeah.
So is it okay if I swear, by the way?
Camille, come on.
I know. Okay.
You know.
So I realized I needed to figure out how this all worked. And so I said, okay, I'm going to New York and I'm getting a business degree. So I got my MBA in New York. And then I went into banking, famous investment banking. Wanted to just cut my teeth on the real deal, really understand what I was made of. Could I hack it? And ended up staying in finance for a long, long time, which was great. And started in New York for a number of years, then went to London for a couple of years. Then we moved to Latin America. So I had to learn Spanish and I went and worked there as a team manager in banking and had such a great time. Now, in parallel, I was also really struggling with something ever since my early 20s. So about the same time this whole journey I just went through started, I was diagnosed with what is called androgenetic alopecia. And it's a fancy way of saying female pattern hair loss. So I was really, really anxious. Back then, there wasn't a lot of empathy in the medical community. No disrespect to the medical community. It just wasn't top of mind at that point in time.
Because they always focus on men's hair, right?
Exactly.
But when a woman has a hair problem, that's not something everybody really discusses.
Exactly. And women tend to suffer alone. They don't talk about it. They're embarrassed. I was mortified. And it really became a very consuming thought in my life. I tried every solution. I'm either too vain or too stubborn, but I kept on trying things because I had a doctor say, well, it's okay. At least you don't have a real illness. So you can just learn to live with it, which is kind of rich. I'm like, meanwhile, my husband's seeing me on the bathroom floor, crumpled up, hysterically crying, right? Because I have clumps of hair coming out. Because on top of my genetic condition, which is permanent, I also had two children. And so postpartum hair loss came in full force. And so it was like adding insult to injury. I know. That wasn't their intention. I understand what they're saying, their perspective. But at the point in time you're at, you're like, okay, I am suffering though.
And when you say you tried everything, were you trying like castor oil, the different supplements, just everything you hear when you hear, oh, trying to get my hair to grow?
Yeah. So I tried kind of two tracks of things, right? There's the cosmetic things that you could use. I tried, my hair loss became severe enough that I ended up using prosthetic hair. They're called wiglets or toppers, but those were not. Fortunately, some medicines came out that then were a little bit useful, which is the other track of things I tried, which are all the medicines and supplements and whatnot. So I was able to regrow just enough hair to kind of deal with it a little bit, but it still wasn't enough. Then I tried, at the end of the day, what I ended up doing was trying, looking up YouTube videos, what do makeup artists do? Because I knew I wasn't the only person out there. While I was trying to take all these biotin supplements and all these whatever was coming out and magic potions or whatever. And each time I was pretty disappointed. So I ended up using a hack that a lot of makeup artists use, which is eyeshadow.
Yeah.
Which honestly, okay, fine. It kind of gets the job done, but there's a reason we don't use eyeshadow color match to our skin tone to put foundation on our face. It's just clunky, right? Yep. That's not what it was intended for. As fantastic as those eyeshadow or root cover products are, they weren't intended for this purpose. And it ends up being a pretty clunky way of trying to get things done. And so I was fully aware at this point that there are about 50% of women experience some form of hair loss in their life, either temporary, postpartum, or whatever. There's a whole list of different types that people have. And so I said, how can it possibly be that this beauty industry that I love so much, because I love skincare, I love makeup. My makeup's not
Camille
my strength.
Camille is a glamorous queen. If y'all could even see the neck, your neck looks so good.
Well, I've got some lines here, but you know what? It comes with age. You got to do what you got to do.
No, it looks just supple and beautiful. And Camille has got it going on for anybody who can't see her.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. I think it's part because I'm Canadian, so we just didn't have the opportunity to get much sun.
Oh,
so
yeah, maybe. But you also, you are a sunscreen queen. I know you.
I'm crazy. Yeah. Yeah. I'm to the point where it's embarrassing for my kids. Like they'll actually sometimes walk like 6 feet away from me. Like
they're like,
know
we don't
her.
Want to be seen with the ghost lady.
Yeah. Her with the hat and the gloves and the umbrella as we're walking across the grocery store parking lot.
Hey, in Houston, you got to keep your wits about you. That sun ain't joking out there.
Exactly. Exactly. So I was just like, how could it be that we've got so many shelves for so many things, but there is nothing for something that 50% of women experienced at some point in some shape or form. But the problem is I didn't know anything about the beauty industry. So I said, okay, I think I'd come up with something better because I knew based on my years of trying to figure out how to do it and jerry rigging other types of problem, like products to solve the issue a little bit. I knew what it shouldn't be like. And I knew exactly what it did need to be like. And where did I start? Right? Because that's where the problem with being a banker is that nobody else will tolerate your lifestyle. And that means all your friends are bankers because everybody else ends up just jumping ship at some point and saying, fuck this. That's like the last birthday party you're going to miss.
So, can't relate. All my friends are comedians. Whole different world. I love a banker friend.
I always tell my kids, I'm like, have an accountant friend, have a lawyer friend, have a banker friend.
Have a doctor friend. Send them a photo late at night. Does this look normal?
Exactly.
You know, like
exactly.
A nasty photo of my boil. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where we realized we fell short. We were like, so I didn't really know where to start. So fortunately, we have the internet. And unfortunately, I quickly realized that the supply chain participants in the beauty industry are pretty tightly kept secret. Mm-hmm. A lot of people consider who they're using as suppliers a bit of a trade secret, some more so than others. But generally, I think that's a fair general statement to make.
Did you start cold calling factories? Because that's what everyone always tells me that's what they have to do. Yeah,
exactly. So I would look at articles. If I saw that there was an article from the 80s or 90s that had a company that was still around, I said, okay, they're probably a decent player at least.
Yeah.
I knew I didn't want the big mega companies because I wasn't going to get the attention that I needed. And I knew I needed a completely custom formulation. Nothing was going to come off the shelf with this. So I went around and I flew around the country from lab to lab to lab. I'm sure half these people thought I was crazy saying I wanted a hair loss concealer And they kept on peddling out root covers. And I'm like, no, yes, those are great at what they do, but that's not what they're for. I finally found a couple of labs and I settled on one. I'm a big believer in just gut instinct. And this time it really turned out to be the right one. I found a fantastic partner out on the West Coast who was willing to give me the time of day, show me the ropes, explain things to me. You have to put your ego aside when it comes to these things and be humbled and just ask the questions, because you're going to look like a bigger fool down the road if you don't know the answer to basic things. So better just to ask them in the beginning, and they would take the time. And literally, I didn't know what a PO was. I'd heard of one. I was like, can
purchase
you invoice
order.
Me? Purchase order. Exactly.
Yeah, honey,
exactly.
Watch Shark Tank. I watch Shark Tank, sweetie.
There you go.
I think I know what that is because of my dad. Because my dad's a salesman. So
I had heard of them, but you know, they were like, okay, send us a PO. And I'm like, what the fuck does a PO
look like?
Googling like?
That.
And I'm looking on the internet. What does a PO look like? They ended up feeling sorry for me, sent me a standard template from one of their other clients.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was super nice. So I was like, oh, and then I had to they're like, okay, you got to do it by SKUs. I'm like, what is a SKU? You have to look it up. It's a stock keeping unit, right? And so on and so forth. So, you know, it's down to the nitty gritty of everything you've got to learn along the way. But it was really fun. At the same time, it's really fun in life to learn new things, because I think if we just rely on our old memories and not make new ones, our life is going to get pretty stale and going to be kind of weak in the end when you're trying to share stories with your great grandkids or whatever the case may be. And so I was having a lot of fun doing it, but obviously it's very stressful. They're big capital commitments. We're completely bootstrapped. I don't want to take outside investors. Certainly not now. My husband works in private equity. We know the finance world pretty well. And when you take that kind of capital, along comes with it a tremendous amount of pressure. And not that I don't put that pressure on myself, but I put enough pressure on myself. I don't need anybody else to. It's like the fucking Fitbit. I tossed that thing out the window last year, because every day I was like, oh my God, did I get my steps in? And my family was she's become crazy. She's got to go run around the block 10 times.
I have an Aura ring, and I've just made peace with the fact that it thinks I'm a lazy piece of shit. I mean, every day it's like, hey, you didn't reach your goal. And I'm like, I didn't pick the goal you did, motherfucker. And I don't want to walk 7 miles today.
Exactly. So every day was either stressing me out to reach new goals or making me feel like a failure. So I literally just threw it out. I was like, done. So I don't need any outside pressure to do things. I'll probably learn more slowly the most, but that's okay, because I view this as a long game. I've learned so much from podcasts, honestly, yours, Breaking Beauty, Fat Mascara, Emma Gunn's show, a whole bunch of fantastic folks who you guys come with such a tremendous amount of information, and you really bring on people who every show there's like a new nugget that a person who's not from this industry will pick up.
Yeah.
And it's so valuable. Those insights helped me so much. You have no idea.
Full credit for your company. That's official. I'm just kidding.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. So tell us about, is it ME or is it ME?
So we pronounce it ME. It stands for modern aesthetics, just because
I think we
need to modernize things.
I was thinking Camille, Camille. That's why maybe it was ME Cosmetics, but I'll take it.
Yeah. I just wanted something that was easy to say. And you can say beautiful me, fabulous me.
Yes.
We are me is like our big hashtag that we're using in social media. We just launched on TikTok and we're on Instagram. So I thought it would be fun and playful. I tried to have fun with the names of the products. And I said, okay, you know what? We've got to get this company going. This is how I want it to look like. And the products, that is. And then through all the podcasts, I really learned about the environmental concerns, about the ingredient preferences. Because at the end of the day, we're here to service clients and serve our clients. We're not here just to make decisions that we think are necessarily the right ones and what we like. My view on clean beauty, in spite of the fact that I'm not a big fan of the name of it, because I feel it implies other people are dirty, which I don't believe.
It is very stupid.
I think consumers have spoken loud and clear. They are looking for certain ingredients to be included and looking for certain ingredients that they're not comfortable with. So who am I to tell them they're wrong? So We formulate everything within the Clean at Credo standard. We're not sponsored or supported by Credo, so I don't want to imply that by saying that, but just that's, I think, the most stringent standard out there that we've seen. And all of our products are vegan and 100% cruelty-free. We're Leaping Bunny certified because that's really important to people.
Man, Camille, you've really crossed all your T's.
Well, we tried. If you can do it with getting the same performance, then and using meeting those parameters, why wouldn't you? It's just strange for somebody not to, right?
And you've gotten the performance.
It's really good. I have to say, I'm not good at toot my own horn, but
toot, honey. So Camille graciously sent me the most beautiful box. I've already given out. She provided me with every shade. How many? There's 6 shades.
Yes,
for now, honey. But you did.
You're the first to hear that.
Oh, but you did put an auburn, which is so nice because I've struggled very difficult times trying to find auburn brow products and things. So she was thinking ahead. There's also a gray whitish one, which I think is really great.
Yeah. It's
but I've been giving them away. I just had a friend here who was telling me about a hair loss that's happening. And I said, I got you. I gave her the blonde, but these are my two that I have, the auburn and the medium brown. And there are videos on Instagram of Camille jumping in the pool, getting out of the pool, and it's still there. So it doesn't leak down your face like Giuliani.
No, it
stays put.
That was a very important piece to me. Who in the world wants to go out there? Maybe you're wearing it just for a special event. Maybe you wear it every day like I do. Say you're wearing it at your wedding. Oh my gosh, if that were to happen, I would die as a company founder, right? I say everybody test it out, make sure it meets your standards, because maybe you love to rub your scalp. Okay, you'll probably get a little transfer onto your fingers, because if you swipe your face once you have makeup on, you're going to get a little makeup on your face. I can't work miracles necessarily, but it's got real staying powder. And we actually got feedback from our community of consumers that it was a really good route to cover up as well. Mm-hmm. So I've had a number of people buy it and don't actually have thinning hair. They just use it as a root because it's a big palette. It's a big brush. It blends beautifully. It lays down a ton of pigment, which is really important when you're covering those roots, especially lighter ones. And then eyebrows, it turned out it served as a great eyebrow. People were using it.
And how perfect to match your root to your brows.
Yeah. So it ended up being a pretty nifty kind of 3-in-1 type of product. But our big mission, honestly, at the end of the day, is just to help women regain that self-confidence that I shared earlier that I had lost. It was really hard for me. My anxiety was bad. I went through big bouts of depression. And I don't mean that word. I don't use that word lightly. I mean it seriously. And I don't ever want anybody to feel that way. But if there's anything I can do, even if it's just going to be a certain group of people, fine. You know what? If I've touched a few people's lives, then I'd be delighted. But the good thing is feedback and response, and all we've done is unearned media. So we haven't paid for any advertising because like I said, we're fully bootstrapped and self-funded. Yeah. So we have to make sure we take care of every single penny. And we've had a lot of influencers across different types of categories, whether beauty influencers or makeup artists or hairstylists, really just post about it and really enjoy the product. So that's been really nice to hear that feedback from people who live and breathe this day to day in their lives with their expertise.
Yes. And honestly, Camille, and I know you're a very connected woman, we got to get these in every makeup artist's hands that work in TV and film. Because let me tell you, every set I've ever been on, they spray my hairline to make it thicker.
Yeah.
They do it to everybody. They do it to men. They do it to women. They do it to everybody. Applebee's commercials, whatever it is, because the camera will pick up and they put whatever crud there that looks crusty or whatever. And this is just so natural and lasts. And I'm telling you, when I met Camille in person, I would have never known.
Well, it's
funny. You had a hair insecurity. I mean, you look snatched as hell all the time, but that it's a testament to your product, the confidence that it can bring.
Yeah, that was really the whole point. And I live it and breathe it. It took me years to formulate this thing. It's been 3 years going before we launched because I wanted it to be perfect. And so I'm really happy to hear that. It's funny that you mentioned you never thought I had a hair problem. People who knew me before I was in my early 20s, versus people who only met me after, kind of my mid-20s, I would say, late 20s, because at that point I started using different things. They never thought I had any hair loss problems because I figured out how to jerry-rig those solutions. And I've actually had to show people before and afters because they didn't believe me. They're like, oh, bullshit. You're totally lying, right? And I'm like, no, I'm not. Yes, I have more hair than when I tried to use prosthetics, because as you get older, one benefit is there are certain ingredients that your dermatologist can prescribe that you cannot use. Finasteride, which is Propecia. Yeah. You can't use that when you're a young woman looking to have children. You can't use tretinoin, which they put in your topical ointments at a prescription level. I've also had some really good luck with the regrowth from products, but it's still, I still use those teeny tiny little clear elastics for a ponytail.
Oh yeah.
There's not that much there.
I'm honestly, I was just at the nail place getting my nails filled, and everybody knows I'm pregnant now, and I was talking to them. And the woman was like, oh, after my first kid, all my hair fell out. Second kid, all my hair fell out. And I was just like, oh, stop scaring me. It runs in my family. My grandmother wore a wiglet her entire life, every day of her life. She had her hair in the same hairstyle. And I didn't even realize it until she was older. But right. it runs in my family. So I really appreciate your product. And I know a lot of women and honeys out there are going to want to check it out. So Camille, tell us where to find Me Cosmetics. Buy it online, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's mecosmetics.com. It took me a while to negotiate that. And
Camille's a hustler, y'all. Camille is a damn hustler. Like, for real, this is so impressive.
Thank you. You got to do what you got to do to get shit done.
I agree.
And then our Instagram is mecosmeticsusa. Which is the same as our TikTok handle. We have Facebook, but I don't think there's a ton of activity on that platform for this particular community per se right now. So that's where folks can find us. And the great thing is with every purchase, for me, the fight against human trafficking has been a huge part of my life for many years out on the streets, right? Out in safe houses, in recovery homes. And it's something that I see as probably the biggest human issue that we have. It's much bigger than drugs. It's much bigger than everything. So I really wanted to be able to give back with purchases as well. We always donate a portion of all sales to nonprofits who are focused on fighting against human trafficking. And the towel that we sell, the microfiber towel, we don't keep any profit from that. We push all the product profits through to those organizations. So I always like to pitch people, okay, you know what? Go buy a damn towel.
Get you a $7. And those come in handy for all kinds of things.
Oh yeah. I use them to wash. Yeah.
But also cleaning your computer screen.
I wash my face with them because Caroline Hirons is a huge influencer that I just, you know, really admire. And she talks about get your flannels, as they call them.
Yep.
And I don't like using towels. It's like sandpaper on my face. And so microfiber towels end up being super gentle and soft. So she says, you wash your face on dry face, then wet the towel, and then wipe off like they do in a facial. So I've got a whole bunch of them and I use a new one every time I wash my face. Not to imply everybody should run out and buy $14. But
well,
you know,
hey, if you have the means, it will, because then you just wash them and instead of using, I think that's great. If everybody has the means, I say do that. It's a great habit to get into because it's so eco.
Yeah, exactly. And it's soft. It's really soft.
Very soft. I have your micro towel over here. I'm telling you, Camille hooked me up. She hooked me up. When I got this box, I was like, who am I? I was impressed. That's all. It's lovely. Okay, Camille, we have been gabbing so long, we don't have a lot of time left. So I'm going to let you choose.
Yeah.
We can either play What's in Your Bag, where I see what is in your bag. And let me tell you something. Camille is the queen. She knows all the good products. Her skincare is on point, not to sway you. Or new palette, Who Dis, where I show you some wacky palettes that have come out recently. I'm going to let you choose which game you want to play.
You know what? I'll pick the first one because then hopefully people will find something useful.
Yes.
Not to imply that the palettes wouldn't be useful.
They're very silly. They're silly, silly palettes. And don't worry, everybody. Someone else will get them. So you will find them out. But okay, Camille, what's in your bag?
What's in your bag? What's in your bag? Yeah, we all want to know what's in your bag.
All right. So I always have this little, it's really hideous, but a beauty brand sent it when they sent me products. Cute. Pouch that always has my towel in it.
Okay,
because I want to have at my fingertips everything I need to either take off all my makeup or put on all my makeup in a pinch, right?
Yep.
But in a minimalistic fashion. So if you take out the towel, it's only like half this. It's not a lot. So I always have my Aether Beauty Rose Quartz. I only own two palettes. this one and the Naked 3, I think it is, from Urban Decay. So I always have this because you can do blush, you can do eyeshadow. It's a beautiful palette. It's a beautiful palette. And I know the honeys really like this brand. I always have a It Cosmetics Bye-Bye Under Eye Concealer.
Okay.
Because with just a little bit of product and a beauty blender sponge, you can actually use it as foundation all over your face. It works really well.
Does it have SPF? Very little product.
The under eye one doesn't. Okay. I think that's the CC cream.
I still haven't used that product. It's very popular.
It is. It has the under eye, I don't know if it has snail mucin, but the CC cream does.
Yes.
So I think it works for many people, but vegans aren't going to be very happy with that. Then the Ilia mascara that so many of us love. Just don't
get
caught in
the rain. Do you remember when you were on one of the honey Zooms on Patreon? This wasn't public, so people didn't hear it, but everybody started going, "What mascara are you wearing, Camille?" Like all the comments in the chat. Because your eyelashes look awesome, and it's the Ilia. It really is good.
It does a great job. It's not good for waterproof requiring situations. I would say it's kind of fall short on that one.
Yeah.
But that also means you can actually just take it off with your fingers in water.
Yeah.
Which is great for me. I don't like using soap and all that.
Right.
Then I heard Makeup by Mario. I heard Mario, I can't remember his last name, Denninovich or something like that, on one of the beauty podcasts. So I said, I'm going to go try this stuff because the Kardashians always have really nice looking lips. And that's what I'm wearing right now. It's fantastic. It keeps it, it stays on. I've had it stay on all day, drinking lots of water like I always do, but it doesn't dry it out like liquid lipsticks do. So it's been a big game changer for me. I really love this one.
So wait, is it a stick or is it a liquid lip?
No, it's a stick.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that shade. That's like a Jackie J shade right there, like a mauve-y, pinky, dusty rose.
Exactly. Well, you got me onto the Anastasia Crush, I think it is, shade. So it's pretty similar, I would say. And the cool thing is the lip pencil comes as a pencil, but also has a brush at the other end.
Cute.
So you use the brush to apply the lipstick. It's quite smart the way he's done it. So I really like it.
Mario knows what he's doing.
And then I always have a face wash. I just use the little sample sizes that I get from my Sephora orders. If I order from there, I try not to. Sometimes you just got to do it. And obviously our brush. And then this to me is necessary at all times. It's the Tweezerman eyelash brush.
Oh, I need that.
So
what is that? Where do I get that?
You just get it anywhere online. I think Sephora or somebody will have it. It's Tweezerman.
Because my eyelashes, they'll get a clump and then I'll have one eyelash.
Yeah, so this gets rid of it completely. So it's basically, it's metal spikes.
Yes.
It's like lining up a whole bunch of safety pins. So don't do this in the car, please, I beg of you. She can go really wrong very quickly if you do that.
Yeah, we're not responsible for that. Yeah.
But that's exactly what it resolves. So I find that.
So no wonder your eyelashes look so damn good, Camille. Why didn't you tell me about this a year ago?
I kind of assumed everybody used those, but I realized most people don't.
A dirty safety pin.
Oh, okay.
Don't judge me. I hear judgment.
There's no judgment.
I'm literally buying that right now because that's why your eyelashes look so good because they're separated
them.
So well.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So, and then I always use my habit number 41, Mister, which is an SPF spray. That I think I mentioned on the Zoom.
Yep.
And it's super practical. I personally don't use it as my go-to SPF because I prefer just having the big thick cream that I smear all over me and I know how much I have. But for reapplication, this is always my go-to because it doesn't matter if I have makeup on or if I don't, it just gives a really nice, beautiful glow and it smells divine. It smells good.
Do you know what kind of sunscreen is it? Is it a chemical? Because I'm pregnant right now and I'm not supposed to use chemical sunscreen, but I really want that.
Yeah, they're chemical sunscreens. Yeah.
Can I use chemical while pregnant?
Look, it goes, that's like back to the clean conversation, right?
Yeah,
I think it depends who you ask.
Yeah.
I would ask your medical professionals.
Yes. Good answer, Camille. She's been PR trained, honey. She knows.
Oh, no, it's just age. It's just age and saying so much stupid shit at the wrong moment in life. It trains you to say it a little less.
Same. Every year I get more mature, I learn even more to watch my damn mouth. And it's powerful. It's a powerful skill.
Exactly. But you know what? That means you're a person who's real. And I think it comes at a cost sometimes.
We don't want to be putting out the wrong information. So
fair
answer. I will check with my doctor. I'm pretty sure I can though. But I'll be buying it after.
There you go. You can buy it and gift it.
Yes.
It's a great gift. My friends who I give it to really like it.
There you go. Camille, you're an absolute queen, and getting to know you, you're such an inspiring person, and you're honestly so hot. And your goals in life in every category, just how you kill it in business, how hot you are, how resilient you are. And it's been a pleasure. And now I'm so excited that the honeys all get to hear you too.
Oh, that's really kind of you to say. It's really nice to hear validation when you're doing something you really have no idea what right. you're doing. So well, thank you so much.
And yes, your product is awesome. I want all the honeys that are having hair that want to just a little extra hemp. Because that's all it really is. Even if you aren't having hair loss, even like me, I have thin hair. And this product really helps. Pictures.
Yeah, definitely. So I think there's a use for it for many people.
Yes.
And I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. It's so fun to share the stories and to just try to help make this world a better place.
Yes. And that's why you're a honey, because that's what we do.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, everybody. Okay, well, this was a fabulous mini. I'm going to go buy everything Camille just had in her bag. She's very influential. And everybody check out Me Cosmetics. And continue to check out Nash View. And I'll see y'all this week on Thursday for a new episode. See you then. Everybody, cream your neck, keep your fringe fresh. Camille, you have any parting words of wisdom for everybody?
Make new memories. Everybody out there, even if it's terrifying to try something new, make new memories.
That's beautiful. She's a queen. What did I tell you?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.